Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with podcast number 42, the Half Marathon Challenge. Now, I know what you're thinking. This was supposed to be the third in a series of three podcasts about running shoes. Well, I haven't forgotten about that, but this message is extremely time critical. So I'm interrupting my series of three podcasts before number three about shoes to get this message out. And then next time, I will finish my with my third podcast about running shoes. But it's already February, so I had to go ahead and get this message out right now. So here it is. I started a challenge. I challenge you, if you are an experienced runner, someone who's been doing half marathons or marathons for a while, to do 13 half marathons in 2013. That's right, 13 times 13.1 miles in 2013. And they have to be official races. You don't get credit for just going out and running 13 training miles. They must be official races with results posted online for anyone to see and verify. Now, if you've already done one or more races, that's fine. As long as they were in 2013, you can count them. Oh, and I know you're wondering, what about marathons? Well, they count as two because a marathon is a race that's double the length of a half marathon. So that's perfectly fine to count that as two. If you've already done a marathon or two, that's fine. You can still count them. Now, I know some people are thinking, well, if I do four 5K races or five or whatever, can I just add them up and use that and complete the challenge? And the answer is no. The whole point is to do races that are 13.1 miles long or more. So it's got to be 13.1 miles in one chunk. What if you're doing some sort of a challenge? I live in Tampa, Florida, where many people are training for the Gasparilla Distance Classic weekend, and that particular weekend has four runs. On Saturday, there's a 15K followed by a 5K, and then on Sunday, there's a half marathon followed by an 8K. Some people have asked me if they can add that all up and count that as two different half marathons. And the answer is no. You can count the one half marathon on Sunday, but you cannot add races up to equal a half marathon. Now, you probably want to know, how can you enter? There are three ways. One is you can tweet to me and say in the tweet, I'm in for the hashtag 13, and then use lowercase x, 13, and then IN13. In other words, that's hashtag 13 by 13 in 13. And remember, a hashtag is like the number sign. I'm just saying that for people that are not familiar with using hashtags. And you must include your city and state or city and country. We've actually already got people in several countries that are participating in the challenge. Tweet that to at Mojo for Running, and I'll get it. Another thing, by the way, mentioning the hashtag, is that's a good way to get involved in a conversation with people all over the world to talk about the 13 by 13 challenge. So every time you want to discuss it, please use that hashtag. Hopefully I'll see it, and we can talk about different races that people are doing and how far along people are in the challenge. Another way to enter the challenge is to go to the Facebook page that I have set up for the challenge. You can find that at www.facebook.com/13x13in, that's IN 13, challenge. There's no space there, no blank line or no underline, just challenge, the word challenge after it. And then when you get there, comment on the wall with the words, I'm in. Okay, so you put that as a comment. And again, you must enter your city and state or your city and country. A third way to enter is to go to mojoforrunning.com. You'll see in the menu bar all the way on the right, it'll say 13 by 13 in 13. Click on that. You'll see an explanation similar to what I'm telling you here. And then in the comment section, comment with the words, I'm in. And again, use your city and state or city and country. If you do those things, you're officially entered. Next, you'll want to know about accountability. Well, this is on the honor system. You must keep track yourself. If you have a running blog, I suggest reporting to your readers there. Tell them about the challenge and keep track of how you're keeping up. You might even make yourself a little chart for your website, or I mean your blog. If you're on Facebook, report on your own Facebook page your progress, and then also report on the page I mentioned before, the 13 by 13 in 13 Facebook page. You can talk about how your races went. You can report what numbers you've completed, and you can suggest other races for other people who are reading and looking for more half marathons to do. Spread the word. If you're on Facebook, you can also share the challenge on Facebook, and that'll get more people involved. And the more people that are involved, the more fun it's going to be for everybody. I hope this will go viral, and you can help make that happen. Now, you may be asking, what does it cost? It doesn't cost anything, nothing. What do you get? Well, I know runners like to show off their accomplishments. So one of the things I'm doing is that I'm going to make a database, or just basically a list that I will publish on Facebook. I'm going to wait till everybody finishes their 13, and then people can tell me I'm done, and then I'll put that. I'll also put the city and state or city and country, because it'll be fun for people to see where everybody's from that completes the challenge. And I'll also put that same thing on my website. And I might even do, depending on how many names we have, I might do a podcast where I just list everybody's name. Or another idea, I just actually thought about this, is that as people send me their names to say that they finished the challenge, I can read off their names at the end of the next podcast. So that would be kind of fun to do. But here's the thing. This is a good thing to do, to tell other people about it, because obviously it motivates other runners. How many people have done their first half marathon largely because their friends had 13.1 stickers on the back of their cars? You know that is an inspiration to other people. So now you'll be the first, perhaps, to have a 13 by 13 in 13 sticker on the back of your car. When you go to the Facebook page or the page of the Mojo blog, you'll see I have a 13 by 13 in 13 logo. I'm having magnets and stickers made with that logo. Each will be 4 by 6 inches. You'll have to order that, of course, and that will cost you. It's probably going to be $5, including postage in the continental United States, and $8 outside the continental United States. And last, I'm looking into having medals made. Please let me know if you're interested in that. I don't need to know specific numbers. Like, I'm not asking you to pre-order it right now. All I want is to know how many people are really interested in that, because I need to know if I should move forward. I could have plaques made or a paperweight or something. So just give me an idea what you might be interested in. And I'm guessing it would probably run about $12 a piece. But I need to have some idea of how much interest there is before I order those. I'll provide updated information in the future regarding the medals, stickers, and magnets. If you have any questions, please email them to me, deb@mojoforrunning.com. But realize that Mojo for Running has gotten very big, and sometimes I just get a bit behind in responding to emails. So just give me some time to answer it. I really, really try very hard to answer each one. Now, one caveat. This is not an appropriate challenge for everyone. Seriously, if you've been listening to me and my podcast for very long, you know that I'm all about being reasonable and wise and not doing anything or not trying to accomplish any distance you're not adequately trained for. That's true here as well. If you have only done, say, 2 half marathons before, then it's not realistic for you to think you can do 13 this year. You might be able to, but it wouldn't be wise. Only take on this challenge if you are very fit and if you're a veteran runner and racer. This is not for everyone. If this is a big hit, maybe I'll continue it next year. Of course, I'd have to call it the 13 by 13 in 14 challenge, but that would work. Now, one more thing. I just checked iTunes, and this podcast is number 13 in the category of running podcasts. Now, I'm really happy about that, but I'd rather be the leader of the pack. How can I get this podcast moved up? I need you to help me. I need you to go into iTunes and rate the podcast. We have 63 ratings so far. Let's try to get it up to 70 before mid-February. That would be fantastic. And how about helping me spread the word? If you're on Pinterest, you can pin my podcast. I've placed a pin it button at the top of the podcast page of my Mojo for Running website, and I've placed one at the top of the Mojo for Running Facebook page as well. And now for today's quote. Today, I do what others won't, so tomorrow, I can do what others can't. I saw that on the